A national food shortage means lunchrooms across Oklahoma are short on much of what they need to serve students. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports on the efforts child nutrition employees make to ensure kids are fed.
It's lunchtime at Capps Middle School in War Acres, and students are lining up to get food from Jackie Havenridge.
They love nachos.
Nachos are one of a few options students have got today. There's a salad bar and pizza, but they're gravitating toward Havenridge.
What can I get you, honey? Beef?
More than one option is actually a lot these days. Thanks to a national food shortage, child nutrition staffs like the one working here as part of the Putnam City School District are scrambling to make sure trays are filled.
It has been an interesting challenge.
That's Jennifer Strong. She's district manager for the state of Oklahoma for Sodexo, a contract manufacturing company that provides school districts with their nutrition programs.
I've been in school food service now for over 20 years, and the last 18 months has been different than anything we've ever experienced.
The pandemic has changed everything about lunchtime at Oklahoma schools. Strong says there was a massive statewide effort to feed kids when schools shut down in 2020. Now, there are issues with various options. For example, it's been tough to serve hamburgers at Putnam City.
Students are used to seeing them multiple times a week, potentially as one of their choices. Now they may only see them, you know, once a week or every other week, or even in the elementary schools, maybe once a month.
Jennifer Weber is Oklahoma State Department of Education Executive Director of Child Nutrition. She works with practically every lunchroom administrator in the state. And she says they're all feeling stretched by federal lunchroom regulations, shortages, and the need to turn in various forms about changes to plans on time. It's all a lot.
I can't expect these people who are normally dealing with paperwork on a daily basis and putting out fires and expect them to constantly every week be sending me documentation.
One of the most common fires is a shortage in workers. Putnam City Schools is down 15 people at the moment, but Weber says the district is hardly alone.
Staffing is what we're hearing is their biggest challenge.
Like many food service jobs, there's a shortage of workers. Child nutrition might have appealing hours that coincide with a school day, but there are a lot of employers looking for staff right now. It's not unusual to see administrators joining the food service line across the state.
I've had principals at our primary school come in and serve lunch. I mean, they'll come in and serve lunch. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but if it comes to that, that's what we do.
That's Okmulgee Public Schools Nutrition Director Jim Price. In his rural district, he's had limited and inconsistent options. So he switched up his menu strategy. School meals are a complicated affair at every school lunchroom. There are numerous federal nutritional regulations that each district has to follow, and shortages in anything puts pressure on staffs to constantly change their menus.
Where now it says the main item, and it will say fresh fruit, vegetable, and milk and juice daily, because we don't always know what that is.
Rural schools like Okmulgee are having problems similar to urban districts like Putnam City, so getting creative is critical for everyone to ensure kids are fed. Back at Capps Middle School, the latest wave of students have finished their lunch, and another is approaching. Students might notice fewer options. They probably have seen the help wanted sign out front. But Sodexo Strong says they're largely unaware of what's going on. And she says that's the goal.
They can focus on their learning. They can focus on their education because they're not trying to figure out where their next meal is going to come from. They know that it's available to them at school.
Across Oklahoma, that's what working in lunchrooms is all about. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.